Last month, Roger Clegg of the Center for Equal Opportunity in Virginia created a stir when he presented his group's study that found the UW-Madison is more likely to admit African-American and Latino students than whites or Asians, who may have higher test scores.
Academic qualifications that are required for people of one skin color are different from the academic qualifications that are required from people with a different skin color.
Officials from UW-Madison say Clegg's study is unfairly biased, not the university's admissions policies. Paul DeLuca is the school's provost.
No student is accepted solely because of race or ethnicity or any other non-academic factor for that matter.
UW officials say they have a holistic review process, of which academics is the most important part. But they say many other factors play a role in whether a student is admitted, such as extracurriculars, teacher recommendations, and race and ethnicity. This year, UW admitted more than 14,000 freshmen. About 1,100 were African American or Hispanic. Clegg says UW-Madison's policies are illegal under federal law and that he hopes the state legislature will force a change.
And if that doesn't happen, then I hope somebody will sue, and that the courts will end this discrimination.
But to Clegg's knowledge, nobody is planning on suing right now. And Republican Representative Steve Noss, who chairs the committee, says that he doesn't plan to hold more hearings on the subject, and that he won't introduce legislation to try to change UW's admission policies. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.